Brandon Howard makes gin and whiskey at a Malaga distillery. The alcohol is infused with wild botanicals from the rainforest, Labrador tea, and juniper berries. Howard remembers not too long ago, people were lining up outside for a special release of rhubarb gin.
And the line started a couple of hours before we even opened, and it wrapped around the block, and there were hundreds of people. And I can tell you that right now, hand sanitizer is a lot hotter of an item than rhubarb gin.
It's also hard to find small pump bottles for the hand sanitizer. So Howard is putting some of it in cans he normally uses for pre-made gin cocktails.
We've been calling it hand canitizer. Kind of horrible pun.
Just a few weeks ago, this scenario would have seemed unthinkable. But the COVID-19 virus is changing the definition of what normal looks like in Alaska and across the world. Amalgas hand sanitizer is made from a waste product that comes from distilling gin, a cloudy substance that's super high in alcohol content, not something you'd want to splash into a drink. Howard says for distilleries, sanitizing with ethanol isn't that strange. It's something they've been using to clean surfaces in their business all along.
I can say with great certainty that the moment there was a rush on hand sanitizer, and the moment it became a material that people in need were not having access to, distillers knew that they had the raw materials to make this product.
But Howard says a Malaga distillery didn't have everything they needed to make the 70% alcohol by volume hand sanitizer, similar to a recipe recommended by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. You need a gel-like substance so it actually sticks to the hands. DIY hand sanitizer recipes are making aloe and glycerin harder to find in bulk. So Howard reached out to another Juneau business, Barnacle Foods, for xanthan gum, which they use to thicken their hot sauce. In the last few weeks, Howard has produced 30 gallons of hand sanitizer. But he says it's not something he's looking to sell.
It wouldn't be a good example to capitalize on this situation. It's not the time for it.
What's nice is he gave us not only the cans, but he also gave us a 5-gallon jug with a pump on it.
That's Chris Schapp, the manager of the Southeast Alaska Food Bank. He says donations have dropped significantly with the COVID-19 scare. The organization still has plenty of hand sanitizer, but he says it's nice to have an extra supply in times of uncertainty. The food bank is sharing it with its partners in need, like a local domestic violence shelter.
So a couple of agencies have already come out and refilled their empty bottles with that.
A Malaga distillery eventually would like to distribute the hand sanitizer to individuals in Juneau. But it's complicated. Gatherings of 10 or more are canceled nationally. Howard doesn't want a repeat of people crowding, like with the rhubarb gin. He says he wants his community to be safe. He's still working on how to offer the hand sanitizer responsibly and equitably.
We're creative. We've gotten through a lot. We've solved a lot of problems. It's one that we'll figure out.
At this point, being flexible is pretty much encoded into the business's DNA. When a Malaga distillery first opened, it faced regulatory hurdles from the state's Alcohol Control Board. But the COVID-19 virus presents a new set of challenges. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.